sometimes just working with the feeling of the our how we experience the four elements. Again, the impulse and the habit is to go to sort of me and my body, me and a solid world around me. But just to go to the elements, those primary elements of say earth, fire, water, and air, and those are tangibles that kind of depict an experience. It's that experience of that which is solid, that which is tangible. It's the earth element, the kind of the solidity, the feeling of solidity, the experience of solidity, feeling of groundedness. You know, whether we feel it on the physical level or feel it on the mental level, just experiencing that feeling of that which is solid, that which is grounded, that which is kind of firm. These are the sort of the characteristics of what we call the earth element, and to experience that with a quality of, say, relinquishing the tendency to make a story out of it or create a sense of self and identity around it. This is just that feeling. And coming back to that experiential simplicity of something in the present moment. And the elements and the feeling, the water element of that which is fluid, the element of cohesion. It's the water element that helps to bind and flow. And again, whether it's felt on a sort of a tangible physical experience or on a mental level of how this characteristic of a particular element, and doesn't have to have an imputing of self or world or any of the other complicated constructs that we add to it, but returning to that a very basic felt sense of what we're experiencing. Again, when we, so whether we're sitting and meditating and there's the actual sensation of wet in the mouth, the feeling of as one's breathing in, breathing out, the feeling of the liquid element. I mean, it's just a basic sensation of the human condition. You know, it really helps to return to that simplicity of experience, so that one, we cut through the proliferation, and two, we start to realize that there is just these elements. All of the kind of life that we consider me is just the elements. All the life that we see around us, the world around us, is just these elements. The world that we live in and rely upon is just these elements. The food that we take in to sustain the body is just the elements. And the whole exchange of breathing is just these elements, the breath coming in to the body, the feeling of expanding, distending, movement of the breath. It's just the air element. As the breath goes out, and there's the movement, the sinking of the abdomen, movement of the breath going out. This is air, has the quality, ability to move and distend, to expand, contract, and these are a felt sense of these elements. To attend to that experience, so that we can relinquish the more complicated constructs of our mind and experience, relinquish and abandon the tendencies of the mind, and just return to present moment experience. That in the present moment, what do we experience? We experience a sense of either hardness or softness, of movement, of wet, of dry. These elements, heat and cold, the fire element. The heat in the body that is keeping us warm is the fire element, and we need to sort of maintain that fire element. The heat, and this is the way in the suttas, it's also the heat that digests our food. The heat digesting our donuts, and it's just the elements. Look at it in that way, rather than, there's all the fears or worries. I'm too hot, I'm too cold, or I've got to have it exactly like this in order to be comfortable. It should be like that. But it's just the element of heat or lack of heat. I mean, all cold is a lack of heat. So that returning to these very simple foundation of experience, so that we can relinquish the more complicating tendencies of the mind, and that's as we relinquish that, we're able to really see clearly. Also, as we relinquish and abandon, say, those sense of self, the I construct, giving something for the mind to attend to, so that it doesn't get hooked back into the self construct just out of force of habit. And so that attending to the elements is a very useful theme for doing that, giving the mind a break, giving the sense of self a rest. Just go sit in a corner for a while, and take a break for a while. It's just so ready to leap up and volunteer for everything. This is a sense of self sort of sitting there, just give me something to do, you know. don't let me get bored, you know. and it keeps getting in trouble. For all its good intentions, it just keeps creating suffering.